Today is Palm Sunday, and it's a joyful celebration. But as we celebrate, we also want to remember the unfortunate incident that occurred last Monday at Covenant School. And we want to celebrate at the same time to weep with those who weep and to mourn with those who mourn. And so our sermon today will be tailored in such a way as to bring hope and comfort to all of us. In a certain church, there was a priest who, whenever any member of his church was going through any difficult period, he would visit them and say to them, "Cheer up. It could have been worse. Thank God it was only this bad." One day, he had a car accident and was taken to the hospital. While in the hospital, some of his members came to visit him. And while he was complaining of the pains all over his body, his members reminded him of what he usually will tell them when they are going through difficult times. And so they said to him, "Cheer up. It could have been worse. You should thank God that it was only this bad." Today, we continue to mourn the killing of three little girls and three adults at Covenant School in Button Hill, Nashville, Tennessee, last Monday, by a probably mentally ill 28-year-old woman. Our hearts and prayers go to the families of the victims, particularly the school and the church generally. Like the Bible says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." While we are not thanking God for the loss of the precious lives that were cruelly taken away, but as we mourn, in retrospect, we thank the Lord for the timely intervention of the police and other first respondents that helped in reducing the number of casualties. Like the priest in our opening story, he would say to us, "It could have been worse." But this would not take away the pain and the fear this has caused in our community. And as we mourn the ugly and painful incident, our hearts are filled with questions begging for answers. In our gospel reading today, we see Jesus praying for Peter in the hour of crisis. Jesus says to Peter, "Satan has demanded to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith does not fail." I would love to encourage every one of us who is mourning today that Christ is praying for us at this hour of crisis. God always answers the prayers of Christ, so we can be rest assured that God will comfort and strengthen us through this crisis. We shall not be afraid. Psalm 90 tells us that God has been our dwelling place even before the earth was formed, and he continues to be our dwelling even up until now and unto eternity. This is to encourage us not to be afraid and not to be confused by the happenings around us. Even when bad things happen and we cannot explain it or understand it, we are rest assured that we are in God right before we came into this physical earth. And while we are living in this physical earth, and even when we transit from here to the next life, we continue to live in God. So we have no fear of life or of living, for God has got us covered in his love. On the cross, Christ prays to his Father and says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Let us be rest assured that as we grieve, Christ is praying for us. And God always answers the prayers of Christ. As we hurt and pain and feel angry, let us remember that to heal, we need to forgive and be forgiven. And to the thief on the cross, Christ says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So for the lovely souls departed, let us be rest assured that they are with Christ in paradise, rejoicing with their loving Savior, although we miss them greatly and mourn their departure. And as we approach the Lord's table this morning, let us bring all our hurt, pain, and anger to Christ and lay them at his crucified feet this day and receive healing. Let us do so with full assurance of hope that he will heal us and he will heal our community. May these words be of comfort to us all. Amen.